All right.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, so today I'm Tahira. I'm a minister here at S4C, and today I've come to, I'm not giving a good word. I am giving a mandate, and it is a paradigm shift. There is a new order that belongs to the child of God. It has belonged to you since you got saved.
Amen.
We'll go deeper into that. But the Lord is mandating, commanding right now that you make this shift. Amen?
Amen.
This is not an option, and his child will make this shift. Amen?
Amen.
So let's go over what a paradigm is really quick. I have a lot of definitions. I'm reading a lot of scripture. So if you just write the scripture down, you'll have time to look up what it means once you get home, for the sake of how much I have going on here. Amen?
Amen.
A paradigm is a standard, perspective, or a set of ideas. Paradigm is a way of looking at something. When you shift your paradigms, because you have several paradigms, the way you process relationships, the way you process eating, the way you deal in life, the way you parent. So when you shift your paradigms, you shift or change your way of thinking. In kingdom term, we call that repent.
Amen.
Amen? The Lord is mandating that you repent, and he's saying that you repent because, see, he knows your thoughts and you have not.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen. Amen.
A lot of this you may not say amen to, but that's okay. How about that?
Amen.
All right. So, a lot, I've heard this before and I didn't really understand it. A lot of people don't like church and government together. But in reality, what I'm about to give to you and open up to you, I'm going to introduce you to a country. And every country has a government. A government is a way of governing yourselves. Amen. We're going to have some conversation about religion today. I'm going to say it very delicately, but I'm going to say it because you are required to make the shift. Amen. Okay.
Amen.
So I'm going to ask a question. When putting together a puzzle, do you start with the border or with the center? Border people, raise your hand. Center people, raise your hand. All right, that explained the Armstrongs do the center. Hey. Okay. I ask this because the border sets a parameter for everything to go in the inside. So if you have the border, Nicole, I have to look at you. Can you please come over here? When you set the border, you know everything else goes in the inside. Please come over here. I look at her. That's personal. When you don't set the border and you just start putting the pieces in, you're guessing. You're guessing and hoping, maybe bending some things, you know, to make it fit.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is set some parameter in regards to this country. Amen?
Yeah.
So we're going to start off with what the Lord told me. The Bible is about Yahweh, who is God, Yahshua, who is his son, and the kingdom. That's it. Mm-hmm. Everything else goes in the inside.
Amen?
Amen? Okay. So, of course, the Bible talks about other topics, but all of those go into the inside. So let's go to the scriptures. John 1:1-4. I'm setting the border. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was nothing made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Amen?
Amen.
Let's start here. In our reality, there's only two kingdoms. Know this. I don't care how many other governments, there's only two kingdoms, okay? And so this kingdom that we're talking about is the kingdom of light. Light is knowledge, okay? So in him, in who? In Yahweh was the life, and the life was the knowledge of man. So if you are to know anything about yourself, in him is the knowledge of who you are. So that means he comes before you. Amen. So you don't have an opinion. Right. Amen. Because you are in him. Let's go here. The word means logos. Oh my gosh, we can unpack this word, but let's go here. Logos meaning a word uttered by a living voice, embodying concepts or ideas. Let's go.
Okay.
In the beginning was the word, and the word was the Lord's idea, and the word was with God. The idea was with God, and the idea was God. Do you see what I'm saying? The idea was God.
Yes.
And without him, his idea. So you are his idea, his concept.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Okay. Lloyd. Read Isaiah 45, 5 through 12. Remember, we're establishing border.
Isaiah 45, 5 through 12, starting at 5. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Beside me, there is no God. I equip you, though you do not know me, that people may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make well-being and create calamity. I am the Lord who does all these things. Shower, O heavens, from above, and let the clouds rain down righteousness. Let the earth open that salvation and righteousness may bear fruit. Let the earth cause them both to sprout. I, the Lord, have created it. Woe to him who strives with him who formed him, a pot among earthen pots. Does the clay say to him who forms it, what are you making? Or your work has no handles.
Ooh.
Woe to him who says to a father, what are you beginning? Or to a woman, with what are you in labor? Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and the one who formed him. Ask me of things to come. Will you command me concerning my children and the work of my hands? I made the earth and created on it. It was my hands that stretched out the heavens, and I commanded all their hosts.
Amen. So those two scriptures let you know, those are border scriptures where everything started. Amen. Whoa, I need you guys to look up whoa. Whoa's not good. Whoa's like whoa. Right. Like hold up. Check yourself like real quick. That's what woe is. Amen. But look it up because it's different from the King. It's even deeper.
Amen.
Now, a foundation is the base. It's one of the most, if not the most important layer to any project. So we're going to go Revelation, foundation scriptures, 13 and 8. And all those dwelling on the earth will worship him. Everyone whose name is not written in the book of life of the Lamb, who was slain from the foundation of the world.
Amen.
From the foundation, the Lamb was slain. So where we read in the Bible, in time, it comes up. The foundation is an established place.
Amen.
Already.
Yes.
It's a slain lamb. Amen.
Right, right.
So when we act like God was coming up with an idea when he got to Adam, I'm going to give you something for free.
Amen.
There is nothing that the Lord starts that he doesn't already finish.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So he allows you to come into agreement with what he has already started. That's why you come into agreement, because it's already started. And that starting is in Christ.
Yes.
Amen. So he gave and knows the plans that he has for you and your life in Christ. Outside of Christ, there is no plan, but the end game is death. Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's go. 1 Corinthians 3 and 11. Another foundation scripture. For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Christ. Amen?
Amen.
There is a foundation that is laid.
Yes.
If you choose not to walk on that foundation, you are absolutely not in God at all. And he said, I set before you life and death, choose life. If you have that thinking process, if God doesn't want me to do it, then he'll take it from me. Whoa. Whoa, yeah. Because he gave you the gift of choice.
Yeah.
So he's already told you there's either life or there's death. Now he's gonna let you choose what it is. Why? Because you're made in his image and likeness.
Yeah.
And one of those attributes of God is choice, thinking, decision making. These are gifts, amen?
Amen.
So we have foundation.
Yes.
Now we're going kingdom, because I told you it's about Yahweh, his son, and his kingdom. Mm-hmm. Matthew 25 and 34, it reads, "Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.'" I didn't hear from your Baptists of the world. I didn't hear from your Pentecostal A&E grapevine of the world. I'm saying that delicately.
Yes. Yes.
It does not exist. If you choose to continue to allow your understanding to be groomed with any religious thought process, first of all, it's already full. So a glass that's already full is hard to fill. Second of all, you have decided to come under another government that is made by man. And when dealing with a king, he's not having it. It does not matter if you are comfortable. It doesn't matter if grandmama did it. It doesn't matter if that's what you're used to. There is a mandate for you to make a paradigm shift. And you know what? In that, you don't have to. You have an option. You know why? Because I set before you life and death, and you go ahead and choose death.
Yes.
If that's what you want. But there is no gray area with God.
Right. Right. Amen.
There's no gray area. There's understanding. There's truth. There's belief. There's process. There's repentance. But there's no gray area.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What the Bible is not. The Bible is not a religious book, nor has it ever been. As a matter of fact, God hates your religion.
Amen. Yes.
He hates your religion.
Yes.
You want me to tell you how he hates your religion? Because the Lord said he hates any man that causes division, and you can't divide the body of God.
Right.
So I don't care how good your intentions are. He also said in his word, don't have factions in the church.
Right, right.
You can't have factions. You know what factions are?
Yeah.
There are groups, cliques, denominations.
Yeah.
These are gangs. These are religious gangs. He doesn't have anything to do with that. And the fact that you put his word on it, didn't he say don't change anything in his word? Woe unto you.
Yes.
Woe unto you. Hallelujah. Man has been out of alignment for a very long time. Why is it that you're out of alignment? Because in the beginning, God. And when you choose to be outside of Christ, you're out of alignment. When you choose to do something other than what God has told you, you're out of alignment. When you let your attitude dictate what you're going to do, even though you've been told because you got a really good reason you don't feel like it, you're out of alignment. You are out of alignment when you choose not to educate yourself. You are out of alignment when you choose to blame somebody else. You are out of alignment when you choose to blame church hurt. The church has hurt the Lord.
Yeah.
Now you want to say you don't want to go because you got church hurt, but now you want him to deal with you and you didn't hurt the church that hurt him.
Right.
Still hurt him.
Right.
Still hurt him, but he's hanging in there. You are out of alignment.
Yeah.
There is no gray area.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Prepare. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You've been out of alignment. The effects are almost impossible to reverse, but God.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for a paradigm shift. Make the shift.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Children of God. There's a lot of things that the Lord has given me to say, and so I have to read them. Children of God, you have been blessed with a new life order. Not a new world order.
Say it.
A new life order.
Yes.
And our Father is calling for us to make the shift. Old habits die hard, but they still have to die.
Amen.
Or they'll kill you first.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'll kill you first. Is it right, Pastor?
Say it. That's right.
They'll kill you first.
Yes. Come on. Take you out.
Amen.
We are to have a completely different experience in life than what we had in death. And we're not. We're not. The Lord told me this is mainly because of the lack of knowledge of the operation of the kingdom. Mm. Lloyd, read Proverbs 14 and 12, please.
Proverbs 14 and 12. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death.
Proverbs 19 and 21, Lloyd.
19 and 21. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand.
Yes.
I'm also going to give you Ecclesiastes 8 and 6 as three witnesses on this knowledge of the kingdom. So we're going to get into it. I purpose in the Holy Spirit today to give you what you were giving. And I love, the Lord knows this. I love to help people unwrap their gifts. It makes me excited. You know, let me rip my edge off. You know, like, hurry up. So I am giving you the gift. It was a gift for you to receive the kingdom, and I'm here to help you unwrap it, amen? And hopefully in your mind, as you make this paradigm shift, you will begin to understand what you have been given. You have to think about it. The kingdom is all through the Bible.
Yes.
But if it is rarely spoken about, and somebody was happy to get you kicked out of the Lord's face, it must be good goody.
Must be.
Yeah.
And the kingdom has been under attack because the church rarely talks about it.
Amen.
It got to be good goody. Come on. You know what I'm saying? The enemy, and then he gives you an option. Something to, Pastor Sandy said it, entertain you. You know what the Lord told me about that? You are intercontained with foolishness.
Amen.
You are contained inwardly with what makes you feel good. Shouting, yelling, jumping, falling out, doing all the extra praise dance. It's not like these things cannot be good, but if you are not in the parameter of the kingdom,
amen,
you are out of alignment.
Yes.
Why that Satan is, whoo, come on, skip right into hell. I got it for you. Because you have absolutely no relationship, and every country has a government.
Right.
And you don't know that you are breaking all the laws.
Mercy.
While you claim child of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's go.
Wow.
Amen.
The Bible is written in kingdom language. The terms and concepts are for a mind that is kingdom savvy.
Mm. Wow.
You know how people say tech savvy?
Yes.
Aha, this one I got you because I'm not the real techie. But I'm kingdom savvy.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm kingdom savvy.
Yeah.
What I mean by kingdom savvy is this: a mind well informed and knowledgeable of the ins and outs and do's and don'ts concerning kingdom government. Kingdom is a government.
Yes.
It's a government. It governs you.
Yes.
It's not a religion.
Yes.
When you got saved, you received a government.
Yes.
You received a form of governing.
Yes.
And you agreed to it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
You agreed to be governed by the kingdom government.
Yes.
And the kingdom government is not a government that we have ever seen operate, especially us in the Western Hemisphere,
mm-hmm,
or the Western part of the world. We've never seen it. I'm going to tell you, democracy was a plot from the enemy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it was given to make you hate everything,
yes,
that a kingdom consists of, because it is self-individual oriented.
Yes.
And when a kingdom comes along and says, commit, submit, commandment, precept, oh, no, no, we're not doing that.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
So first, let's go into this. What is a precept? Precept is an original idea or thought in a nutshell. It's the pre-thought. It's the original thought. It's what the thinker was thinking. Amen. Precept gives birth to concept.
Mm-hmm.
A concept is a conceived idea that can be communicated, that has power to paint a picture in the mind. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you got precept, you got concept. Whatever the picture is in the person's mind is called their perception.
Mm-hmm.
Perception is truth unto the person.
Mm.
Amen? But here goes the boom shakalaka. What happens when you get the precept wrong? The original idea, you get misconception.
Yes. Wow.
It's wrong. It's and then you teach it.
Right. Yeah.
And then you teach it. And then you teach it. And it becomes a habit, which becomes a stronghold, which now has you sitting here and the Lord saying, I need a paradigm shift.
Yeah.
Because what happens is, have you ever had this experience? You probably have. When you're conversing with somebody and you got a good point and they hijack your conversation, they come to a conclusion and it has nothing to do with what you was gonna say.
Right.
And then you try to take your conversation back, tell them what you meant, and then they get mad.
Right.
Ooh. That is so irritating. Yeah. It's happened to us and then we've done it because we've gotten excited and you said three words that I know.
Right.
You know, and I gotta know what you're talking about, but it's wrong. It's completely wrong.
Yeah.
Well, that's what man has done with the Bible.
Yeah.
It's his story, which is God.
Right.
It, man's included. Amen?
Amen.
Is this okay, Pastor Ben?
You're doing good.
I get to do it to you.
Good. Oh.
That was okay.
I got it.
I purpose in the Holy Spirit to bless you with the gift of the kingdom.
Amen.
I will start by exploring what a kingdom is. Here we go. A kingdom is a king's dominion over his domain.
Ooh.
That means it is a king's way in his house.
Yeah.
Okay?
I like that.
Kingdom is a king's rulership over his territory.
Mm.
He's running it. This is what you were given.
Yes.
This is the blessing. This is what you said amen to.
Yeah.
This is when you asked the king to come into your life.
Yeah.
This is what it was.
Amen.
Not stockings and a long skirt.
Right.
Okay, not no makeup in Seventh-day Adventist. That's not what you said yes to.
Amen. Preach!
I'm saying it delicately.
Amen.
I don't mean to insult anyone.
Amen. They'll be all right. They'll be all right. Amen.
Kingdom is a government, not a religion. Communism, democracy, dictatorships, these are other forms of government.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Psalms 24, 1 through 3. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. He founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. I got the right to run it.
Yes.
I have the right to run it. It is mine. I am the king. I created it. Just the creation of the kingdom makes him owner. Amen.
Amen.
Psalms 47 and 2. For the Lord Most High is to be feared, a great king all over the earth.
Yes.
He is a king. Oh, the earth is his. Okay?
Yeah.
So when we deal with the king, we need to come to him as 2-year-olds
mm-hmm.
talking to the father.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be given your opinion. You don't come give me your opinion.
That's it.
Pure king are absolute monarchs. And that pure king, when you look up other kings, there's other kings in this realm. Like Queen Elizabeth is not the full queen of her reign. She doesn't have full monarchy.
Right.
Okay? Pure kings are absolute monarchies. They have total power.
Yeah.
So it says the king is born and his rulership is for life. Lloyd, Isaiah 9 and 6.
Isaiah 9 and 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Amen. So, what did we say? We said that a king is born and his rulership is for life.
Yes.
We just read that a king was born, a child was born. Amen.
Uh-huh.
And rulership was given to him. Amen.
Amen.
The heirs are separated from other children and taught by tutors how to think, live, and act like royalty.
Mm-hmm.
They are taught they have nobility from an early age.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit is our tutor for mind renewal.
Yeah.
Now, when we are here in the church and we have come underneath correction or somebody trying to tell you something or whatever aggravates your flesh because you don't like somebody saying it, they're a tutor. Yeah. It came to you by God. It is a part of the establishing that you are a royal child. Yeah. But all of a sudden, you all in your feelings. You don't want anybody to say anything to you. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we can use the good old favorite church hurt.
Right.
But then you come from out of alignment. Amen?
Yes.
Kingdom word, regal. Regal means suitable for king. The Lord calls us regal. Yes. When we talk about identity in Christ, you need to learn to see what it is and how he sees you in Christ. Regal means suitable for king. That's what he said when you got saved. He's seen it. Look, he doesn't start nothing. He hasn't finished.
Right, right.
So when you started, he called you regal. I see you suitable for king.
Yeah,
what king?
Yeah.
Where are you going to give? You going to give me? I'm going to be king. You going to give me a throne? Maybe. Nobility. The children are taught from young. You have nobility. Nobility means superiority of mind and character, commanding excellence.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
You teach your baby from here. You nobility, ma. You command excellence.
Yes.
Come on. The Lord told me this. He's just reminded me. When your children get saved, don't teach them prince and princess. They have a king that lives in them.
Yes.
They are kings in the making.
Yes.
The Lord, I was telling with Drea the other day. Oh, this is good goody.
Good goody.
Okay. In the realm of the flesh, we women, because of our bodies, are female, so we operate according to queen. But in the realm of the spirit, we have a king that lives in us. We operate like kings, not queens, like kings.
Yes.
And this is the awesome flip part, though.
Yes.
The men in the natural realm are queens to God. Because he is the king.
Yes.
So you understand each other's position.
Oh.
Ah, if you don't operate that way, you're out of alignment.
Look at that.
Yeah.
You go, girl.
Bless the Lord. The king is the only source of authority in his kingdom. Matthew 28:18.
Yes.
And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a king, huh?
Yeah.
Traits of a king. Remember, what I'm doing is giving you what you inherited, what you came into. I'm just giving you context in the scripture. So when you read them, they can be more understood from a kingdom mindset.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
A king cannot be voted out of power. A king's word is law in his territory. Law.
Yeah.
That I didn't discuss it with you. When you tell your child to go in your room, well, ma.
That's the law. Amen. Get in.
A king personally owns everything in his dominion. That includes the people. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, Lloyd.
1 Corinthians 6:19-20. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body.
This is what you agreed to. Psalms 24:1-3, Lloyd.
Yeah. Psalms 24:1-3. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein.
Amen.
For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord and who shall stand in his holy place?
Amen. So remember, these are the traits of the king. This is what you agreed to. There is another option. It's out of alignment. You can do your own thing. But this has already been, this is already founded. This is already on, it's already operating. Once Adam hit the scene, this was already operating. We went over from the foundations of the world. That meant before you hit the scene. Amen. Okay.
Hallelujah.
The name of the king is the essence of his power. Essence means core. Who do you say that I am?
Mm.
Amen?
Amen.
The core, his core, the essence. So, one of his names is Elohim, mighty God or creator, El Shaddai, God Almighty, the eternal God or everlasting God, El Olam, Olam. This is his core. We have Jehovah Nisi, we have Jehovah Rapha, we have all of, this is his core, this is who he is, the power is in his name. This is a sidebar. To pray, you. This is why we need to know his, this is what we were supposed to be doing.
Right.
When we got saved, for people who say church don't work, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You've been saved for 20 years. Mm. What are you doing?
Amen.
What you doing? You could have at least been learning the names in 20 years. Would it take you the time to pronounce them? You would have had something to work on.
Amen.
This is a sidebar. To pray using his name is to put your prayer in context according to request.
Yes.
This is a government. This is a country.
Yes.
So if you are going to the government, the government's office.
Right.
Okay. You are needing Jehovah Jireh. When you approach the throne, because you in right standing, right?
Right, right, right.
You call on Jehovah Jireh. Oh, okay. So you need something. What you need, boo? You're coming in context of the prayer.
Yes, yes.
It's called petitioning in the government. You can petition the government according to citizens' rights. The Lord said, make the shift. Make the shift. There is a paradigm shift you need to make. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. The king embodies the government. He is the government.
Yes.
That's what that means.
Yes.
He's the government. Lloyd, Isaiah 9 and 6.
Isaiah 9 and 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Amen. So we had the son who was born earlier, where it says king is born, a king is born into his position. And then it says that a king embodies his government. Then it also said in the same scriptures that the government shall be over on his shoulders.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm purposing to do is show you a country that has a kingdom. Is it coming into view yet?
Mm-hmm.
This is a country. What is a country? A nation with its own government occupying a particular territory. Every country has a constitution. Amen?
Amen.
It says, what a king says and becomes is law for the people. What he says is law for you. It's not a discussion. It's not. So when, and I know you do because I did, had an issue with the word command. First of all, it's a kingdom term, but let's just admit the truth. It irritated your flesh.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I don't appreciate command. Well, the Lord doesn't appreciate you not appreciating it. Because he had to die for him to give it to you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
because why? Because he knew the precept that he was thinking, the pre-idea, the pre-thought, the plans I have for you.
Yeah.
So I don't appreciate you not appreciating me, my goodwill.
Right.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
So that's, okay, let's see. The law for the people. That's why kings are careful what they say. Husbands, young kings, be careful what you say. You will become a law unto yourself. I will never. This ain't gonna. I'm always. So let it be written.
So let it be done.
So let it be done.
You can say that again.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Wow.
That's why kings are careful what they say. When you have a king speak to you, it can become personal law, which we can also say is favor. We call it rhema. Now, an example of this is when I think his name was Nathan Nathaniel, or will you, somebody will give it to me. Well, he used to serve the king with his cup. He fed, he gave him drinks with his, you know, he, okay, anyway.
Nehemiah.
And the king asked Nehemiah what was wrong with his face, because he wasn't happy, you know, and he's like, my country is in some kind of way. He said, what do you want? Right. Nehemiah said, thus and so, I need to go and fix up my country. And the Lord was like, boom. That was personal favor for Nehemiah. Yeah. Kingdom. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So what the Lord has told you, that is a law for you. If you got it journaled, if you got it remembered, that's a law for you. Yes. But to get that to come to pass, you must be in alignment.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Because I know the plans I have for you, and I've given you some personal favor. But since you was in religion or not in my right reality, you can't recognize what I just said. Because you haven't taken the time to get into this word and to study it. What have you been doing?
Right.
What have you been doing? And now I heard you, Holy Spirit, and now you're in a rush to leave in the rapture. When I planned on blessing you now, my intention was for you to walk on the head of the enemy now. Because there was nothing that he could do to you according to your government. And now you just want to run. Why? Because you don't know how to operate in the kingdom. Because you don't know how to operate in the kingdom. If you knew how to operate in the kingdom, it'd be like, Lord, you know, when you're ready to go, I'm ready to go. I can beseech the throne and I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? This coronavirus, you know, what does it say? Ye who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Come on now. I'm good. If you believe it.
Well,
if you believe it. Because see, he gave you a country.
Thank you, Lord.
And we get emotional and we say, amen, not no nam thing. You guys got it, Pastor Ben? Not nam.
Not nam.
Not nam order. Okay? No policy, no procedure, no protocol, and don't want to hear it. You know what? I've been told myself to hear it. That's for you.
Amen.
That's for you. That's for you to study. That's your anointing.
Yeah.
But I thought we all are the same kingdom.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Wow.
Amen.
I guess that's just me. Here we go. When you have a king speak to you, it becomes personal law or favor. We call it rhema. The opinions of the people don't count. Lloyd, read... I believe it's Psalms 119, 89 through 93.
Psalms 119, 89 through 93. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You have established the earth and it stands fast. By your appointment, they stand this day. For all things are your servants. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life.
This was in regards to the king's embodies the government. Also Ecclesiastes 8 and 4.
Ecclesiastes 8 and 4. For the word of the king is supreme. And who may say to him, what are you doing?
Amen.
Amen.
The words of the people don't count.
Amen.
The words of the king become the constitution.
Amen.
Kings make declarations, edicts, commands, statutes, proclamations, ordinances, and decrees. Every country has a constitution. The constitution of the kingdom is the documented will, intent, desires, and purposes of the king for his citizens and his kingdom. So we could call this a document.
Yes.
Yes.
For a country.
Yes.
This is a constitution.
Yes.
This is where you find out your rights, the laws, and you petition the Lord, our king, the government, according to this.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
A king is a ruler. Ruler means standard. Do you notice there's a repetition of the Lord continuously wanting you to get that this is already, I'm running this.
Right,
let me
right.
just say it in that term.
Yeah.
I'm running this. I'm running this. Amen?
Amen.
The king sets the standard. From the first day you received Jesus, the kingdom was your life and your way of living. The key to living in, by, and from the kingdom of heaven while on earth is this: to understand and obey. Obedience takes on a completely different understanding if you understand kingdom. You know why? Because obedience is currency.
Yes, it is.
Obedience is currency. Yes, it is. That's your money. But since the king owns everything, what else can you give him but obedience? And the enemy has taught you how to disobey. That's why you never got nothing. And when you do get something, you call it a miracle that you really worked for because you really didn't know how to get anything from the kingdom. And secretly, you're frustrated with the church. How do I know that? Because the Lord told me. They're frustrated with me because they haven't figured out how to operate in the kingdom. The things they do are on their own accord, calling them miracles.
Right.
And they're not.
Yes.
And you're frustrated because you haven't really figured out how to work it. When a person makes something, like, see, I know you got something like a vacuum or something. What comes along with that? A manual.
Right.
It says, read the manual first.
Amen.
And we never read the manual because I got a drawer full of them I've never read.
Amen.
And then when
Amen.
Something breaks, I can tell Lori where it's at. Well, the instructions are over there because I really don't want to read them now. I don't because it's broke too.
Amen.
Now we got to fix it. That's just real. So let's just push two more buttons and see if it works.
Amen.
The key to it, or buy a new one and still don't read the manual, but got a better one.
There we go.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah, we upgraded and I really don't know how to work it.
Amen.
Guilty.
The key to living in and from the kingdom is to obey the laws and system from which the kingdom functions. Each person is responsible for himself to learn and apply the principles to his life. If you are a citizen of heaven, because you know why? Because what did the Lord tell the children? Go get your own manna.
Uh-huh.
I can't be a citizen for you though.
Right.
In reality, if you have children, you can't be citizens for them. They have their own social security card. So yes. This is not something that somebody else can do for you. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to read Colossians 1, 12 through 23. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified. Look, oh my goodness, do you have to qualify for citizenship? Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. Go to another country and you have to qualify otherwise you were born there. But check it out. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you.
Yeah.
So when you have a hard time worshiping him, he qualified you. So you don't even know to worship him on that because you didn't feel that pain.
Right.
Qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. Saints in knowledge. That's what that's saying.
Uh-huh.
He has delivered you from the domain of darkness or ignorance and transferred Amen. Us to the kingdom of his beloved son,
yeah.
in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. Who's he talking about? Christ. Genesis 1:26. Let us make man in our image and in our likeness.
Yeah.
Well, that has already been accomplished.
Yeah.
So you might as well just get on the bus and let him now make you and stop trying to be Jesus.
Yeah.
That part has already been done. Amen.
Yeah.
15 minutes.
What?
Go ahead.
15 minutes. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be prominent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. Okay? The whole point of this is make the shift.
Yes.
You have become a citizen of heaven. The Bible speaks often of the right hand. Lloyd, Psalms 118:16. while he's looking for that. The right hand is the designated position of authority, favor, in royal protocol. Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father, and the scripture says, we are seated with him in heavenly places.
Yeah.
Psalms 118 and 16, Lloyd.
Psalms 118 and 16, the right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly.
Yes.
When we stay connected to God, that's in right relationship, right alignment, the standards of heaven are reflected in the earth. When you say Lord, do you know what you're saying? You're saying you own me.
Yes.
That's, we are in the kingdom where it says that he has become our Savior and our Lord. There is no gray area or no play for God. He knows who has really allowed him to own them.
Yes.
And before you say that's me, because you want to be safe, go back with the king and check.
Go ahead.
Why don't you know anything about his kingdom? Why don't you know anything about his standards? Why won't you obey me? Before you say, I own you, why won't you? Why won't you? Why won't you? Don't say that I do, deceiving you, because I know you don't. So when I say that I don't know you, it's not time to be offended. Amen?
Wow. Amen. Amen.
A king is automatically a lord, owner, master. It's where the term landlord comes from. Psalms 24 and 1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. Resources are called commonwealth because they're available for the benefit of the citizens. Lloyd, Psalms 84 and 11. The Lord had me, I'm giving you a kingdom, not a teaching, a kingdom. Yeah. So this is a lot of information, but it was what you were supposed to already have.
Yeah.
He expected us to live in it now. So the little 15 minutes had got me nervous, but here we go. Lloyd, okay, so we're gonna go ahead. You got it?
Yeah. Psalms 84:11, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
That's commonwealth. Commonwealth. The king has commonwealth. There is no private ownership in a kingdom. So you don't have any fighting. You have no hierarchy. You have no division in these kind of things. Amen. There's only stewardship.
Yes.
So the things that we have here now, we were supposed to learn how to steward them. In reality, they belong to the Lord anyway.
Yeah.
But if I can trust you with little, then I can trust you with much. And if I can't trust you with anything, you got nothing coming.
Right.
That's just, but that's by your choice.
Right.
Because this you were supposed to understand. Did you see what I'm saying?
Amen.
Citizenship. Kingdom citizenship is by birthright or privilege. God's grace has afforded us both.
Yes.
This is something else that we don't understand. And when it comes, worship is a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
If you know that there are things that you need that are unattainable to you, you can't get them on your own, but somebody gives them to you, mm-hmm. worship pours forward. Mm-hmm. It's not a struggle. But there's a sense of entitlement that's in the church and ungratefulness that somebody has to give you something.
Yes.
But remember, your state was one of disgust from off top.
Yes. Yes.
The Lord was concerned about his image. That was his reputation. So he did what he did for his image, for my name's sake.
Yes.
For my name's sake.
Wow.
Okay. But now when it comes to worshiper, not even just showing up at church, showing up in your own word, you won't do it. Think about it when you call me owner.
Mm-hmm.
God's grace has afforded us both. That's citizenship by birth and by privilege. Do not be careless with this truth. Philippians 3:20, but our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There are very, this is what the Lord gave me, it was kind of hurtful. There are very few in the body of Christ who understand the kingdom of heaven, and even less that live there. Mm-hmm. He's saying, wow, you don't live there. He's saying,
amen.
He's saying you don't live there.
Yeah.
Wow. For those who have some awareness show very little respect or gratitude for the very costly gift. I'm not saying this to condemn you or make you feel guilty. I'm saying it because it's the truth.
Yes.
And it's about time somebody said it.
Yes.
Remember this. Someone had to die a brutal, horrifying, horrific, bloody death to give you this gift.
Yes.
Oh, this is really quick. Pastor Ben and I, when we were in Hawaii, we were sitting and we were having a conversation. It came to mind why this was up, and we were talking about blessings. And the conclusion was the easiest way to lose a blessing is to show no gratitude for it.
Amen.
Somebody will go ahead and never gift you again.
Never.
Amen. Kingdom versus religion. The kingdom of God exposes the true nature of religion. In doing so, it creates a conflict. It causes divorces in relationships. Mm-hmm. It should cause a divorce within yourself.
Right.
Because the culture of religion and the culture of kingdom is very different. Religion creates members, rules, heaviness, depression, anxiety, hopelessness, and a sense of not being enough. Why? Because you're trying to meet a man's standards, right, who never met them himself. So he gets some kind of glory off of you going there, breaking your neck. Okay. The kingdom culture is citizenship, freedom, life, love, acceptance, oneness, according to one person. One person, and his son has already died, so you are accepted. You no longer have to live by anybody else's standards to feel worth anything. Oneness. What is oneness? Oneness, the state of being unified or whole. You no longer have to live under the standards of requirements of another. To feel like you're enough, to feel like you're worthy, you are enough, right? Now, right now, you are enough. And he says, welcome and come in. So all of those people you are begging to love you, give them the gift of goodbye.
Amen.
Romans 14 and 17 says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Because something is comfortable and familiar does not make it right or acceptable. In truth, comfort can become a stumbling block to you and others. Yes. Let's see what the king's point of view is. Let's go to Mark 7, 1 through 8.
Sorry to say, but 8 minutes.
Okay, I'm doing good.
Amen.
Mark 7. Now, when the Pharisees gathered to him with some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, they saw that some of the disciples ate with their hands that were defiled, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands properly, holding to the tradition of the elders. And when they came from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other traditions that they observe, such as washing of cups, pots, copper vessels, dining couches, and etc. And the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands? And he said to them, well, did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites? As it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. You leave the commandments of God and hold to the traditions of men. And he said to them, you have You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to establish your traditions. This is in this time.
Yeah.
But there are traditions that have been established in you that just because they're familiar doesn't mean that they're acceptable.
Amen.
And you got them from your elders, your grandmama, yeah. your old teacher, yeah. the yeah. one president, yeah. the school, the yeah. all of those things.
Yeah.
Because see, it's time for a paradigm shift.
Yeah.
There is no way you can be in this world and in the kingdom all at the same
no.
time.
Amen.
You just can't do it.
Amen.
Yeah. Let go of the traditions, and religion is one of them.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Man-made traditions are a killer.
Yes.
We cannot afford to assume what we are doing in the house of God is correct. We must make sure it's His standard. To assume concerning anyone, especially in matters involving the King, can be dangerous. To assume in matters involving anyone, especially the King, can be dangerous and deceptive. Most people who choose not to inquire or seek clarity have self-seeking ill intent. They don't want to be told no.
Amen.
So they don't check, they don't ask on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 23 and 13. But woe to you, scribes, religious folk, pastors who are choosing to do these things on purpose, parents who know better, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you shut the kingdom of heaven in people's faces, for you neither enter yourselves nor allow those who would enter to go in. You shut it in their face.
Yeah.
By your traditions.
Yeah.
Whoa. Royal etiquette. Citizens are expected to conform to the King's nature. To refuse is called rebellion. Independence is the enemy of the kingdom. Let's not be confused, though. Uniqueness is different. Individualness is different.
Mm-hmm.
But the oneness, independent attitude is the enemy of the kingdom.
Yes.
Royal protocol is required to interact with the kingdom. Lloyd, Daniel 1 and 5.
The king assigned
Ooh, I'm almost done.
A daily portion of the food that the king ate and of the wine that he drank. They were to be educated for 3 years, and at the end of that time, they were to stand before the king.
So did you hear that?
Yeah.
There was a protocol that you were supposed to go through. You're supposed to eat of the king and all of these kind of things. That scripture is pregnant. I would implore you to go into
yeah.
that particular scripture, okay?
Yeah.
But that was just on the surface. There is a protocol that is required for you to interact with the king. A king's nature determines the kingdom's culture. Petition, or what we call prayer. Petition is a formal legal request based on being in right standing with the government. That's the king. Since a king owns the resources, it is his business to give whom he wills. Successful living from the kingdom lies in this: knowing, understanding, and applying the principles to your life, all while remaining obedient to the king. Lloyd.
Matthew 16 and 19. If I gave you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Amen. Each person is responsible for their own living in the kingdom of God. Why does the Lord keep repeating this? He just told me. Because it's not your pastor's responsibility.
Say it.
One of the first things Adam did when he fell was blame.
Right.
Yes.
The Lord, there's no gray area. He's given people to come alongside you. I personally have this experience, and people won't show up. They have a reason for not to show up
yeah.
for themselves.
Yeah.
And it's heartbreaking because there's always a reason why, but then it's always a phone call, somebody want to call you. Feed a man with a fish,
yeah.
you know, and you feed him for a day. Teach him how to fish, and he's good.
Yeah.
You see what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Yeah.
Yes. Amen.
Each person is responsible for their own living in the kingdom. Okay, Proverbs 25 and 2. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter.
Mm-hmm.
and the glory of kings to search it out.
Yes.
If you call yourself a king, you're going to be like,
amen.
Thank you. Amen. Give me a cup of coffee. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Let's go.
Amen.
Kings and their reputation, and we're almost there. Reputation is important to kings because a king desires to make himself known to other rulers. The king's reputation is important, and it is the source of the glory of his name,
yeah,
created and sustained by the condition of his kingdom. Now, this is good. Look what he wanted to do with you, church. Ephesians 3, 8 and 12. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to bring the light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who creates all things, so that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and the authorities in heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus, our Lord, in whom we have boldness, access with confidence through our faith. He wanted to in the rulers' faces of my image that you tried to tarnish. I'm going to use them to be like what? In the enemy's face, what do? Create religion. Blame the pastor.
Yeah.
And get ready for the rapture. That's what we did. He wanted you to be, what tried to break you, he wanted to give you the ability to be like, what?
Yeah.
And now you can't move me.
Right.
Which we all want to get our lick back. You know you want to get your lick back.
Yeah.
Okay. I pray this has opened your understanding to make the shift. In closing, we're going to go to my last scripture, Revelation 3, 13 and 22.
Yes.
3, 13 through 22. 3, 13. Here we go. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the angel of the church of Laodicea, write the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's creation. I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. Would that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth.
Amen.
For you say I am rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing, not realizing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked.
Woo.
I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may be rich, and white garments so that you may clothe yourself and the shame of your nakedness may not be seen.
Lord.
And salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. Those whom I love I reprove and discipline. So be zealous and repent.
Amen.
Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him and he with me. The one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I also conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
Yeah.
Make the shift. Amen.
Amen. Oh my goodness.